God is good, amen? We've been talking about change. This is the year of change for us. And one quarter gone already. We are, you know, constantly working at what are the things that God wants to change in our lives. Attitudes. Authority. Atmosphere. Action. And, you know, we got to piece all these things together. These things cannot, I think, stand on its own. It's all connected, one with another. And today I'd like us to look at, a parable. And, that's found in Matthew chapter 9. This parable is about new things and change. We're going to read the whole passage, Matthew 9, verse 14. Then John's disciples came and asked him, "How is it that we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus answered, "How can the guests of the bridegroom mourn while he is with them? The time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them, then they will fast. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch will pull away from the garment, making the tear worse. Neither do men pour new wine into old wineskin. If they do, the skins will burst, the wine will run out, and the wineskin will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskin, and both are preserved." This passage, this parable is found in three of the Gospels, in Mark chapter 2 as well as Luke chapter 5. And the background to this parable is this, you know, Jesus is with his disciples, and the Pharisees are there, and John, this is John the Baptist, okay, his disciples are there as well. And so there are three groups of people there, you know, for some reason, having some discussion and all that. And John's disciples turn to Jesus and ask this question. The Pharisees fast. We all fast. How come your disciples never fast one? Okay. And so they threw this question of fasting to Jesus, and Jesus answers this question in three parts. First, he talks about fasting, then he talks about clothes, then he talks about wine. And all these three things, you know, answer that one question, how come you never fast? It's amazing how the Lord uses parables to address different issues. And he very quickly addresses the first one, you know, that whole issue of fasting. He just answers that and says, you know what? If the bridegroom is around, why should anybody mourn? Okay, in some versions, or if you look at the other cross-references, the word fast is used. Okay, now in those days, the Pharisees, they were very religious, very rigid, you know, they followed the law to the letter, and even they created their own laws to accompany the law. Alright? So, on top of the law, they had their own stuff as well, which, you know, is not the word of God, but they created so that it accompanied the law. And, in their enthusiasm, what had happened, if you read the Bible, is that they had become so rigid that they missed the point of what God was trying to do in the lives of men. And so, probably at this point of time, you know, head a little bit big, because the Pharisees at that point of time, it's quite a norm. In fact, they were required to fast at least twice a week. So, you're fasting. John's disciples, for some reason, would have, you know, steered towards that side as well, and followed the Pharisees, and they were fasting too. But then Jesus' disciples, "Hey, what's this? How come they never follow the law or what? Something's wrong. And Jesus turns around and says that, you know, when the bridegroom is around, why would people mourn or fast? Mourning or fasting, another time when people fast in those days is that when they are mourning, they normally fast. It's quite a norm. Okay, when people are sad, they go through a difficult time, they fast. So, Jesus uses this word interchangeably and says that, hey, if there is a celebration, the bridegroom is around, who fasts? It doesn't make sense. Now, he was talking about himself, right? And then he goes on to say that when there will come a time when the bridegroom is taken, then they will fast. So in one sense, Jesus is saying, hey, you've missed the point. But then again, because the bridegroom referring to himself, I'm here, hey, what's there to mourn about? Let's celebrate. And so in a sense, he's saying, no need to fast right now. There will come a time when they will fast. But then he addresses an issue which goes further than that. And he begins to tell this parable. It's as if Jesus is saying, you missed the point. No one sews a patch of unshrunk, or in some versions, and you cross-reference to other passages, it says new. New cloth. New cloth on an old garment. For the patch will pull away from the garment, making the tear worse. Now what Jesus was basically saying is, if you have a garment that's old, you don't put a new patch of cloth there to patch it up if it's torn. Why? Because the new patch of cloth, when it gets wet, okay, when you wash it, and even today we have cloth like that, right? Okay, you go and buy and it's very nice and fitting and body hugging. Then after that you go wash it and bring it back. You think you grow bigger, I'm fitter already, but actually the shirt shrunk. And Jesus basically is saying this. If you, yes, JC, if you patch new cloth onto an old garment which is torn, what will happen is when you wash it, that new piece of cloth will shrink. And it's going to cause a greater tear to that old piece of garment. You can't patch it. And then he goes on to say, and this is the one that I want us to focus on. Alright? That's verse 17. Neither do men pour new wine into old wineskin. If they do, the skins will burst and the wine will run out. The wineskin will be ruined. Now, again, this parable and this illustration, it makes a lot of sense. The listeners hear it, they say, oh, okay. Immediately they click. You see, the background to this is this. In those days, they don't have, you know, bottles and Tupperware and all that to carry around. At best, they would have clay jugs, right, that they use, and of different sizes. Now, when they travel, it's not practical to carry water or your drink or your wine, whatever it is, in clay jugs. Not practical to do that. So, they would get leather, right, either from, you know, the cow or the sheep or whatever it is, and they would make containers where they would put their water or their wine or whatever it is that's inside. And it comes in all various sizes. It would be the personal size, you know, where they would sling at the back. And even when they travel for long distance, you know, they would make huge ones where they actually drape over the whole camel. So it's like carrying a whole water tank with you. Okay, so they actually drape the whole thing over and fill it up with water. Now the thing with wine is this, okay? Wine, when you put wine into wineskin, when the wine gets fermented, there's gases there and it expands. The wineskin, after a period of time, it becomes brittle. And when it becomes brittle, it is easy to break. And so, logically, you don't put new wine into old wineskin. Because if you do that, then the wine, when it matures, it will expand and the wineskin will break. Simply because it's old and brittle. Alright, so new wine, put into new wineskin. It's as simple as that. Alright? And so Jesus says, hey, neither does a man pour new wine into old wineskin. New wine has to go into new wineskin. And so, Jesus tells this parable and then everything ends. He answers that question with this parable. Why, how come your disciples don't fast? Jesus went on to answer that and then he goes on to talk about something that goes much deeper. And today, I'd like us to think about that. There are many things that we do. Those of us who have become Christians for a long time, you know, we come into a church culture. Alright? And some of the things that we do, it's because of our setting and our culture. Okay? As a church, we are very big with sports. So everybody or almost everybody play floorball here. Huh? And the other half climb. Now it's as if down the road, someone comes up and says that, you know, Chris and his gang plays floorball and Travis and his gang climbs. How come y'all never play sports? It's as if these disciples were so set in a setting of, okay, this is what we have to do. This is what we do all the time. And they didn't see the essence behind it. Jesus was addressing that. And so this year, as a year of change, we have been asking ourselves, as we talk among different people, I know some of you have been saying, yeah, you don't know how much change we're going to have coming next in my life. Someone said that I think this is the year of change, so I have to be drastic about, you know, what is ahead. Dare to change. Well, what's the essence behind it? There are certain things, or Jesus was addressing the heart of man. The Pharisees were so rigid that says everybody have to follow like that. They came up with laws which says that, you know, if you walk such a distance, that's fine. You walk anything more than that on the Sabbath, oh, that's work. You cannot walk more than that. If you carry a certain weight on a Sabbath day, okay. Anything more than that, cannot carry. And so their lives was boxed up, very straight, rigid lines. Now the danger was this. The next group of people, which was John's disciples, began to lean towards that as well. And in fact, they were the ones who came to Jesus to ask, you know, the Pharisees fast, we all fast, how come you all never fast? And so they were leaning towards that, and Jesus had to pull them back and say, hey, wait a minute. Let's think about some of these things. And you know, throughout scripture, it talks about fasting. What about us today? What is it about this passage for us in the year of change? New wine cannot be put into old wineskin. I want to give us a warning first of all. Because I've been thinking about this. I've been thinking about what is it, Lord, about the year of change and church culture. Some of us, like me, born in a church one, not born in a hospital, I'm born in church one. Grew up in church, and you see church culture, and a lot of times we say things like this: we have always done it this way. We have always done church this way. And so the challenge for us is this, and even if you're a young Christian, sometimes we can latch on to something that not here. What is God saying? In the year of change, John's disciples, for some reason, lean towards, okay, we've got to be very rigid. And they forgot that Christ was there. They forgot the whole essence of why they fasted. And I want to ask us this question: why do we do what we do? When we talk about attitudes, having the right attitudes, what is it based on? When we talk about God raising us to a place of authority, how do we respond to that? How does that clash with the system and the pattern of the world? Atmosphere. Call to change atmosphere. How do we change it? What is the essence of it? Do you know people who just want to change atmosphere for the sake of change? They come into a room or a setting, hey, come, let's do something. I don't really want to do anything. Hey, let's do something. Just want to change. Then you stop them and say, okay, what do you want to do? Anything, I just do something. Why? Just lah. You know friends like that? Maybe you're like that also. Ouch. Just. Why? As we begin to think about four things and how God is changing us, I'd like us to pause for a moment and say, why do we do what we do at this point of time? What are some of the things that God is just really going down and say, hey, this needs to change? Don't just follow. But what does God want to do with us? Then he goes on to say, if you have an old garment that has a tear in it, you can't patch it with new cloth. You know, you've got one tear, you cut one square of new cloth and you put it on. By the time you wash it, the thing will shrink, and now you have four cuts instead of one. Right? What do you do with a piece of old garment? Huh? Recycle. If an old garment and you can't patch it with new cloth, you chuck it away. If it's an old garment and it's torn, cannot be used anymore. True, yeah. Because if you try to patch it, it's going to tear even more. Use it as a rag. Use it as something else. You just can't wear it anymore. Right? You have to find some other use for it. It's gone. These two parables reflects two things, One, the garment is outside. The wine is inside. Right? That which is outside and that which is inside. There are certain things in our life, certain ways we do things that are old. I believe that God wants to do new things in our life. And God wants to continue constantly change and mold and shape us to be more and more like Him. Sometimes we can be so set in the old, want to keep, Can you imagine this? You have an old garment, right? I love this garment so much. This shirt, it's the best ever. You got one tear, you patch it up. What happens? It doesn't work. More tears happen, because the cloth, new cloth shrink, right? Then all around there, what do you do? I like this garment so much, patch some more. Then after you wash it, torn. Patch some more. You're gonna have a very colorful, distorted shirt or blouse or whatever it is, right? It's gonna be out of shape. It's gonna be fashion disaster, let's put it that way, right? You know, sometimes we are so adamant about the things of the past, the old, the, some people call it the good old days, And you don't have to be old, to refer to the good old days, you know. Okay? It could be something that you like so much, which God is saying, hey, get rid of it. Don't bother trying to patch these things up. God wants you to get, it's old. We got to move on. Certain cultures, certain ways we do things, God says, hey, I want to show you new things. Certain growth patterns. You know, sometimes, as you grow in the Lord, not sometimes, most of the time, as you grow in the Lord, God will take you through a journey. How many of you became a Christian and started reading Our Daily Bread? This little booklet. We still have, Okay, you started reading that. I did. I started reading that. One day one. Nice to read, And if you still carry it after 5 years, 10 years, great. It's good for just read, But it doesn't take you deep anymore, It's good motivational, just read. After a while, I realized, one day I cannot read just one. I want to read a few. Because one not enough. After a while, you find that, hey. But you cannot say, oh, I love this. Because this is where I started my journey as a Christian. And, 5 years down the road, still available, Still cling on to this. Cannot let go. And sometimes it's like that. Even if it's good stuff, God says, I want to take you to the next level. Let's move on. What are some of the things that God wants to take you to the next level? Our prayer time, our devotion time, the way we allow God to use us for service and ministry. I know people, and I remember people who teach Sunday school. When I was a little kid, they're teaching Sunday school. And they teach the Form 4, Form 5. Then when I grew up, when I'm Form 4, Form 5, I see the same teacher. And now, you leave that same teacher, or leave the Sunday school, that same teacher is still teaching Form 4, Form 5. Good. We turn around and say, it's very devoted. And that's great. Absolutely nothing wrong. But ask the teacher to do other things. Hey, want to teach next class or not? How about you do something else? Okay, I can only teach from 4, from 5. I just want to teach from 4, from 5. Don't want to do anything else. And that person then will not allow God to grow them, Same material for the last 20 years. Teach from 4, from 5 in the Sunday school. And sometimes there are people who, I can just only teach standard 1, standard 2. I don't want, cannot, will not allow God to allow me to do anything else. Maybe there are some of us here, there are certain things that we are passionate about. But God is saying, those are old things. Need to throw away. Not that they're bad, but they're old already. God wants to give you something new. Sometimes there are bad things. Some of these things are good, some of these things are not so good. Not of the Lord that we have carried forward from the time before we came to know the Lord. Habits, cultures that we have brought forward. And God is saying, hey, old stuff, get rid of it. I want to create a new habit in you. I want to create a new culture in you. And we cling on to some of these things from our past, from our childhood, that we don't want to let go. And the problem is this, the more we cling on to it, and the more we put it on, the more we try to wear it and patch it up, it gets all distorted and all messy. It doesn't even look good anymore. And we try to justify, and can you imagine this? A person says, oh, this is my old favorite shirt. You look at it, you're like, oh, you shouldn't be wearing that anymore. Right? But this person, and this is in the natural, okay? This person always has some reason why to keep it on. Because this one, you know, my dad gave it to me, so I will always keep it and I also always wear it. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. Okay? But there's always some reason. And in the spirit, and I'm relating this to the spirit, you know, there's sometimes God says, this one has to go already. You know what we do? We come up with some reason to justify keeping it. This old garment. And we come up with some reason to keep on patching it up. And it doesn't work, and we still want to patch it up. God says, get rid of it. And then he goes on to say, new wine, you don't put in to old wineskin. You put into new wineskin. Because in the natural, it will tear and it will break. Now, that has something to do with what's inside. Inward. Heart. What is God doing with your heart? God wants to put new things there. Now, the interesting thing is this. You know, in those days, new wine must put in new wineskin, right? What does that mean? Every time you make new wine, you have to make new wineskin, correct? Because if new wine had to go in new wineskin, the wineskin must be new, right? In actual fact, that doesn't happen. Doesn't happen. Okay? If you understand what happens, is this. You see, Jesus uses two words. Two different words for the word new. English is new, new and new. Okay? But in actual fact, there are two different words. The first word, when Jesus says that new wine, okay, the word new has to do with time. Meaning to say that you go bake a cake, the cake comes out, this is a new cake. Fresh. Okay? It's new. So, most of the things that we describe now as new has to do with time. Because I just got it, so it's new. Right? Now, the second word that is used is in reference to the condition. Okay, not in reference to time. In reference to the condition. And it's as if you have your car or your phone or your tablet or whatever it is, your gadget. Do you know that you can buy new quote-unquote, refurbished car and phone? You look at it, from the outside, it's totally new. They changed the whole casing. Looks brand new. You can't tell that it's refurbished. You get what I'm trying to get at? Okay? Alright? So, those are the two different words. Now, why are those words used? Because, in actual fact, they don't every day make new wineskin. In order to do that, you got to start slaughtering an animal every day and skin leveler. So, in actual fact, what happens is this. When the wineskin gets old and brittle, they take it through a process. They soak it in water for a couple of days And then after that, they take it out, they put olive oil on it, and so on and so forth. So there is a process that they will go through for their wine skin, so that it has its elasticity again. So that when you put the new wine in, it will be able to stretch and not break. And so that this wineskin doesn't remain brittle. You get what I'm trying to get at? So they go through a process. Now, if you look at that now, and look at what God wants to do with us, and put new stuff in us, what needs to happen? We need to go through a process. Okay? We need to go through a process whereby we become flexible. We can accommodate the new wine that God wants to put in us. Because if not, what will happen is the wineskin will break, and at the end of the day, you lose the wine, you lose the wineskin. And that's what Jesus says at the end. Why someone doesn't do that? Because if they do, the skins will burst and the wine will run out, and the wineskin will be ruined. Two things are lost. The wine and the wineskin. Lost. Let's bring it back to our lives. If we are not ready and willing to go through this process of refurbishing our lives, so to speak, then we cannot accommodate the wine, the new wine that God wants to put in us. And what's going to happen is, we're going to break, we're going to get upset, we cannot take what God wants to do. Sometimes that happens. Cannot take, we get angry, and then what is lost? We get very hurt, we get broken. And the word of God that comes into our lives doesn't remain there, gets lost also. Nothing enters our life. Why? Because we are not ready to go through that process. I believe that God wants to change many things. And we can go on and on and on and on about the different things that God wants to change. But we need to understand certain principles that God wants to do with us. Today, think about some things that God is saying is old stuff. It's like an old garment. You can't wear it anymore. You can't carry it. You can't walk around in it anymore. And you can't try to patch it up. Because every time you try to patch it up, it gets distorted. It looks funny. It doesn't work. And God is saying, you need to get rid of it. Get rid of it. And there will be other things that God wants to do. He wants to pour His new wine into us. But we have to be conditioned to receive it. There are many parables that, you know, many stories that Jesus used to talk about this. I remember the parable of the sower, right? He sows seed. Some fall on hard ground, cannot penetrate at all. What happened? The birds come and, you know, take all the seed away. Now the problem with the ground is not the birds. The problem with the ground is so hard that the seed cannot penetrate. Cannot go in. And here, in this parable, there are times whereby the word of God comes and God wants to do something in us. We cannot contain it. Why? Because we are not conditioned. We are not shaped. We are not ready to allow God to do whatever He wants to do. How many of us have asked this question? I have asked this question before. You know, how come God speak to that person, never speak to me? How come there are certain things that God is doing and showing that person never showed me? after a while, I have to sit down and ask this question, is it because I am not ready, not conditioned? Because if God suddenly pours this in me, the wineskin will burst. I will, you know, going to lose everything. And we're not ready to go through a process, soak yourself in the water, get oil, olive oil, and rub yourself all over, anointing oil, you know, so to speak. So that we can be ready to stretch when God pours new stuff in us. And so today I want to ask ourselves this question. Two questions, really. Number one, are there old stuff that needs to go? Cultures, maybe, habits that we have brought from the past. We're still clinging on to it. God says, let go so that I can give you something new. As long as our hands are like that, we cannot receive anything new. How many times have we stretched our hands to the Lord like this and say, God, give me. And God looks down at us and says, how to give you? Open your hands. Don't open your hand, how to give you? It's only when we open our hands and let go of the things that we are holding on to, then God gives us something new. Secondly, are we ready inwardly to go through the process of preparation so that God can pour in new things? And sometimes this process can be long, can be tiring, can be the same thing over and over again. They had to soak wineskin in water for a few days. I don't know how long. And sometimes we are soaked underwater and then we say, God, how long? Can we get out now? God says, no, not yet. Because if you get out now, you still won't be ready. And we have to sit there and allow Him to take us through that process. And so today, the second question I'd like us to ask ourselves is this. Are we ready to go through that process so that at the end of the day, God can pour in His new wine? And we can just take all that in and absorb and be changed and be carriers of what God has in store for us. Carriers. And that when He puts His word, He puts His calling, He puts His vision, He puts His direction in us, it will not leak out. And we are able to carry that unto His glory. And so, church, this is a year of change. I don't know, we'll go on and read one passage in light with what I said, the second challenge, and that's Luke chapter 5. It's the same passage, but Luke brings out one thing that the other passages doesn't have. The other passages, basically, they say the same thing. But Luke says one other thing. And that is chapter 5 and verse 39. Okay, let's read 38. No, new wine must be poured into new wineskin. Exactly the same thing is said. And then verse 39 says, and no one, after drinking old wine, wants the new. For he says the old is better. Now, Jesus isn't saying, he's not saying, you know, the old is better. Alright? But what he's saying is this, people who drink the old wine don't want to drink the new anymore. No? And they will say, old one better lah. Now this itself is a warning that sometimes when we are caught up with the old, we are not ready to change. We are not ready for the new things that God has for us. As I've been working with youth for a long time, as a youth worker, one of the things that I really, really, really didn't like, have to confess now, really, really didn't like, is someone come as a young youth worker, or even working with youth, even after a couple of years, someone who is older come and say, we have always done it that way.
every time I hear that, you know, got smoke come off out of.
We have always done it that. So cannot change, huh? This is the better way because we have always done it like that.
That's exactly what this is happening here.
As Jesus is saying, these guys, after drinking the old wine, they don't want to drink the new wine anymore because they say the old wine better. Haven't even tried the new wine, say the old one better. You know?
We can, if we are not careful, close ourselves, don't want to go through a process, close ourselves to the new things that God wants to do, simply because there's this old garment that we like so much. There's this old culture that we like so much. There's this old habit that we like so much. And we say, this is better. And God's saying, I want to do something new. This is better. And we don't trust, not ready to trust the new things that God wants to give to us. 2 Corinthians tells us, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone. Behold, you know, like wow, all things are made new. All things are made new. All things. And so we have to come to this point, church, today. This is the year of change. We've been talking about that. We're talking about change of different things. Let's now look and say, God, how ready am I for the new thing? How ready am I for the new thing that you want to do in my life? When we ask that question, we need to ask ourselves also, how ready am I to go through a process to receive the new thing? You know, human, for some reason like that, if you want to give me, sure, I'll take it. But if I have to do something to receive it, then maybe not. Many times we are like that. You just give me, no problem. God, just give. But if I need to condition myself to receive what you want to give me, well, maybe later. Next time. And these are the two things we need to address. Are we ready for the new things? Are we ready to be conditioned so that we can accept the new things? Let go and embrace what God has for us. Amen. Let's bow our heads right now. Jesus. As our heads are bowed, let's just pray this prayer to the Lord right now. In your heart, pray to the Lord right now as our heads are bowed. Just focus on Him. What is that one thing or two things or three things that God is saying, these are old stuff, old ways, old cultures, old habits that I want you to get rid of? Yes, it used to be a very nice shirt, but it's old now. I want to give you a new shirt and get rid of it. Are we ready to say, yes, God, help me? And sometimes we need help to throw away stuff. Help me get rid of it so that we can have the new things from God. New wine. New wine needs to go into new wineskin. Wineskin that has been conditioned. Maybe the Lord is speaking to us right now. There are certain areas that are difficult to condition. And that's only natural. But with God, all things are possible. And He is the one who helps us. You know, Jesus said, when I go, I will send the Comforter. And He will teach you all things. And so sometimes there are areas that are difficult to condition. And what the Holy Spirit is here to do is to help us, to comfort us, to lead us through, as well as to teach us all things. To teach us His ways. Can we right now say, Lord, make me new. Give me your new wine, Lord. Pour this new revelation. Pour a new vision. Pour a new direction. Pour. Lord, I'm ready to release the old things. And I'm ready to embrace the new things. Holy Spirit, would you do that right now? In Jesus' name, would you do that right now?